From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. A horrible update this morning. A four-year-old boy who was shot in Chicago Friday night has died. Michael Moultrie was hit in the head by two bullets that came through a window at his home in Woodlawn. No one's been arrested in that shooting. And we learned overnight the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan is now complete. The group says they've taken control of all districts of Panjshir province. That's the last one with anti-Taliban fighters holding out against them. And today, jobless benefits for 9 million Americans are running out, while some key federal programs put into place at the start of the pandemic are also expiring, including a $300 a week boost in unemployment checks. And booster shots of the Pfizer vaccine could roll out across the U.S. by September 20th, but the FDA needs to approve them first. Moderna boosters may soon follow after that. And today, frontline workers from Edwards Hospital will be the grand marshals at Naperville's Labor Day Parade. It starts at Naperville North High School at 10 a.m. It's all part of Naperville's Last Fling Weekend, ending today with a block party along Jackson Avenue downtown. There will be music, food, and a carnival. Your forecast, sunny and warm, a high of 81. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas.